Blind is signing, yes sir, why? You are not guilty at all, why will the guilty conscious? There is no deed, there is no doer. I'm testing facts before you. And again I'm repeating, without meditation, sorry. The only source of meditation through which you can identify yourself is you get spiritual courage to embrace reality. Well, of lack of courage, therefore, you are afraid of everything. So again, any question, if you got any doubts, you can ask doubts. Is there any doubt in this question? Yes?
In the book, Maharaj, you say, be like we were prior to beingness. In the practical world, how do you do that? Where do you start?
So just see, think intellectually, how you are prior to beingness, after leaving the body. Is this body is reality? This body is reality. After some time, how to leave this body? What is the use of knowledge? Knowledge means just to identify oneself. We're measuring all the time inside that body form. You're formless, you're shapeless, it's fact. The moment presence clicks with the body, you say, I. And so many illusion concepts wrapped upon us. Except that concept blind. And for which again I am repeating it. Only the meditation term. So meditation, everything will be clear within you. I say meditation is the anti-voice of the means all the why should be clear? And I'm repeating, nothing is impossible. You need not depend upon anybody else. Even me also. The Lord of the Maharaj says, I'm not making you disciple, I'm making you master. But master is within you. Master is not separate from you. Some confusion is because of the body business. It's a good body. For which strong devotion is required in the beginning. I can do it. I know the reality. I'm the source of this world. Enter a project out of me. It is not an egoistic thought. It is a fact. There is no place who will talk about the world, who will talk about the God. And with this, all the energy concepts will dissolve, and then I'll say the six symptoms will be appear within you. Shama, Dhamma, Mahesa. Completely silence, peacefulness. Whatever happens, whatever, okay. Since you are holding the body, something happens, I get you both. There may be an atmosphere, like clouds are coming and going. You're there and there only. Yes?
Sometimes in the meditation, when I'm in the meditation, I have this fear. I don't know what fear it is, but I have some kind of fear. Why is that?
With the pressure of concepts, illusory concepts. Directly, indirectly, you accept my body is my identity. Directly, indirectly, you accept it, I accept it, body is my identity. Their fear is there. Where was that fear prior to beingness? After living body, fear is there. This dead body is having fear. Fear is there. See, the spirit like to survive longer time because of the body will. Spirit does not know I am spirit. Prison does not know I am spirit. I am not a prison. That is, sky does not know I am sky. Yes?
Hi, dear Maharaj. First of all, I want to show respect for you. Coming here a little bit late, so apologies. But I want to say that I no longer have any more questions. I want to thank you for helping me develop this conviction, the identification with presence.
So nothing is impossible, I'm repeating, nothing is impossible for you. There's a lack of courage there. How it can happen? Siddha Ramachandra Maharaj says it. You come step forward until to your another step. Put your step ahead, I will lift your another step. Means be forward, become. Okay, what has happened, forget it. Now you know the reality. Why don't you accept the reality? That is not separate from you.
Last question. About 5 more minutes.
Yes, Sri Ramakant, there's a seeing that's very peaceful, and there's a seeing where things lose their substance, but it's so peaceful. It's so peaceful. But sometime underlying that is a fear of losing the attachments, the emotional attachments that we have. When people around you, like, you don't care about me if you're not worried about me. You know the way love has been taught, you know? And somehow there's a little part there that's kind of fearing losing that kind of attachment. But like you say, this selfless self is peace, and the seeing is peace, and, you know. Does it take time to kind of like move out of that fear where you loosen that old way of seeing things?
What happens to that concept of taking possession of your body? When there's no alertness, no awareness, your concept of taking possession of your body, that fear will be there. And therefore meditation, that is setting the mantra, sharing this is meditation, because all the time you're meditating yourself. So no fear will be there. Is anybody any question? So many persons are interested to take a Mana Mantra.
Yes, I believe this lady here is the first one. And there's like 8 people.
So where are you meet the people to Mana Mantra today? Even if you got any question, you can ask a question maybe a minute or two.
To help me, so yes. I can hear and understand.
Sure.
Please.